Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
There was one night I went out in town and I got blackout drunk and I came back on base. And to this day, I still can't remember what happened. But one of the milestones looking back in the Marine Corps was this night in particular. I ended up just walking back on base. I disappeared for a while. And I showed back up to the barracks with, I was bleeding out the back of my head. I had clearly fallen on my face. They took my blood alcohol content. It was a 0.296. Actually, that was later. I ended up having to go to the emergency room. I had to get staples in the back of my head. And within a couple of days, both my eyes were swollen shut. I don't know what happened. I mean, I'm sure I had a concussion and then just with the amount of alcohol that was in my system. But yeah, and I remember I woke up in the emergency room with an IV, and I had a receipt in my pocket from an ATM withdrawal, and I took out like $400. And I mean, I didn't know what I had spent the money on. I didn't know what had happened, and it was just a bad situation. And that was probably the first time that I ever sought to ask God to help me recognize what was going on. And I remember my mom was trying to call me on Skype, and I didn't want to answer because I didn't want her to see my face like that. Mm-hmm. Because I just really, I didn't have an explanation, and I was just always putting myself in those kinds of dangerous situations, you know, just a young female walking around in a predominantly male, you know, environment, and I was just always drunk. I was always, and not fall down type of, you know, embarrass myself drunk all the time. I don't want to make it sound like that, but I would just go on autopilot. I mm-hmm. really just would kind of, you know, I'd drink beer. I'd tell myself I'm just going to drink beer, but at some point in time, I'd be so full from having, you know, put away a 12-pack that then I'd be like, well, I'll have some shots. And then it's like as soon as I started drinking liquor, I would just disappear.
Lights out, huh?
Yep.
Boy, George.
Just think how awful it would be. I know that I signed this piece of paper, Bill, that if I drink again, I'm in major trouble. I wake up in the hospital. I don't know really how I got there. I'm in the Marines. I signed this thing. You had to be dying inside, weren't you?
Yeah, I was scared every day. And then I just felt like nobody understood that it wasn't my choice. It's like I really believed that it wasn't my choice to drink or not. I remember a point where I was kind of leaning over my sink and staring at myself in the mirror and just like talking to my, you know, my inner spirit and be like, I was like, please stop. You know, like I knew that picking up a beer in front of anybody who would have like told on me would have ended my career. And I made that decision like over and over and over again. I hated myself for it. I really did, especially because, you know, how my brothers were deploying to and from Iraq and Afghanistan, and I just felt so stupid. I just was embarrassed. I had so much shame. It kept getting heavier and heavier. You know, I just was sick of myself, to say in the least.
Step one, I'm powerless, and there's a lot of shame, and there's guilt, and we realize I can't stop this. This thing's bigger than I am.
Way bigger. Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.